cattle futures closed lower Friday, while live cattle mostly edged higher. Feedlot placements last month were a stunning 9.3% higher year over year. Coming up on your Cattle Current Market Update with Wes Ishmael. Howdy doll, this is Wes Ishmael with your Cattle Current Market Update for the late weekend and Monday morning, the 28th of March. Last week's total estimated cattle slaughter for this year surpassed the previous year's year-to-date total. Estimated total cattle slaughter of 659,000 head was 15,000 more than the previous week and 10,000 head more than the same time last year. Estimated total year-to-date cattle slaughter of 7.76 million head was 2,000 head more year-over-year. Estimated year-to-date beef production of 6.51 billion pounds was 20.9 million pounds more, or 0.3% more than the same time last year. Those numbers speak to apparently mostly recovered packing capacity and the massive numbers of cattle on feed. Judging by the latest cattle on feed report, increased production will continue in the near term. More on that report momentarily. Negotiated cash fed cattle trade was limited on light demand in all major cattle feeding regions through Friday afternoon, with too few transactions to trend, according to the Agricultural Marketing Service. Live prices last week were steady in the Southern Plains and Nebraska at $138 a hundredweight, and steady to a dollar lower in the Western Corn Belt at $139 to $142. Dressed prices were steady in Nebraska at $221, and steady to a dollar lower in the Western Corn Belt at $221. Feeder cattle futures closed an average of 88 cents lower Friday, from 35 cents to $1.17 lower, pressured by grain futures and perhaps some prescient trepidation about the cattle on feed report. Corn futures closed mostly 2 to 3 cents higher, while soybean futures closed mostly 3 to 7 cents higher. Live cattle futures closed an average of 45 cents higher in the front four contracts and then an average of 12 cents lower, except for 12 cents higher in away April. Choice box beef cutout value was 23 cents higher Friday afternoon at $262.64 a hundredweight. Select was 45 cents lower at $252.14. Week to week, choice was $4.48 higher, and select was $1.49 higher. Calves and feeder cattle sold mixed but mainly higher at auctions monitored by Cattle Current last week, supported by summer grazing demand. As the AMS reporter on hand for Thursday's Superior Livestock Auction sale noted, trucking rates continue to escalate after diesel and gas prices have risen. This has caused buyers to be more cautious. However, recent rains across wheat pasture country, the Osage and Flint Hills, have short yearling cattle and calves in very good demand. Feeder steers and heifers in that auction sold mainly $5 to $10 higher than the previous sale 2 weeks earlier, with the bulk of the offering from the South Central region. On Friday, steers weighing less than 600 pounds sold $7 to $10 higher at Fort Pierre Livestock Auction in South Dakota. There were instances of $15 higher at 450 to 500 pounds. Steers weighing more than 600 pounds sold steady to $5 higher. Feeder heifers sold $5 to $10 higher, with instances of $15 higher at 550 to 600 pounds, except for steady at 600 to 650 pounds. There were 7,539 head on offer. Compared to 2 weeks earlier, steers weighing 500 to 700 pounds sold steady to $2 higher at Erickson Livestock Market in Nebraska on Saturday, with 3,390 head on offer. Steers weighing 7 to 900 pounds sold steady to $2 lower. Heifers weighing more than 550 traded steady to $5 higher. Lower undertones were noted for steers and heifers at Herod Livestock Auction in South Dakota, where there were 1,785 head. However, steers weighing less than 600 pounds sold steady to $2 higher at St. Ohm Livestock Auction in South Dakota. Steers weighing 600 to 700 pounds sold $10 to $15 higher, $5 higher at heavier weights. Feeder heifers weighing less than 600 pounds sold steady to $2 higher. then $10 higher at 600 to 650 pounds in a light test, steady in a light test at 650 to 700 pounds, and then $7 to $10 lower at heavier weights. There are 1,517 head on offer. Major U.S. financial indices closed the week mainly higher on Friday. The Dow Jones Industrial Average closed 153 points higher. The S&P 500 closed 22 points higher, but the NASDAQ was down 22 points. Cattle markets likely will start the week on a dour note, pressured by USDA's monthly cattle on feed report issued Friday for feedlots with 1,000 head or more capacity. February placements of 1.85 million head were a staggering 9.3% more, or 157,000 head more year over year, and that was 3% more than average analyst estimates ahead of the report, underscoring expanding drought impacts. In terms of placement weights, 37.1% went on feed weighing 699 pounds or less, 52.6% weighing 700 to 899 pounds, and 10.3% weighing 900 pounds or more. Marketings in February of 1.82 million head were 4.9% more, or 86,000 head more than the prior year, which was 0.6% more than estimates ahead of the report. Cattle on feed March 1st of 12.16 million head were 1.4% more, or 163,000 head more than the same time last year. That was 0.3% more than expectations, and the most on feed for the date since the data series began in 1996. That's your Cattle Current Market Update for the late weekend and Monday morning, the 28th of March. This is Wes Ishmael. Thanks for listening.